It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Wow, hadn't thought about the superhero conversation. That's interesting.
Morning, Mully. Happy Monday.
What's interesting is you know exactly what you want.
Well, I've thought about it a lot since being a kid. Yeah, the weekend certainly went by in a flash.
Wow.
And there was a lot of stuff going on, and there were all four teams in Chicago active yesterday, made for a full day of watching and being frustrated.
I got to tell you.
If you're a baseball
there
fan.
There was a beautiful moment during the day. I think the Sox were up 3-1. The Cubs were up like 7-3. And the Bulls were just putting the finishing touches on it. And I thought, the Chicago parlay's coming in again. We saw that happen once earlier in the year. It's going to happen again.
Sox and Ooh. Bulls, or the Blackhawks and the Bulls won. The winter tenants of the United Center winners. The summer occupants
teams.
Of the baseball parks in town,
Help.
Losers.
Yeah.
Both lost in familiar fashion. Both lost with bad bullpens because of leads that were blown. And a frustrating day on the north side and a familiar one, unfortunately, for Sox fans because that bullpen has been disappointing. You know, Martin Perez was very good. 3-1 lead on the Tigers. And then it all fell apart. And the Cubs, wow. I feel bad about the Cubs because you come out of that series and they beat the Padres 2 out of 3. But you're left with a real frustrating feeling after beating the Padres 2 out of 3. And you don't want to be negative. You don't want to be down and you don't want to be over. You don't want to overreact. But Ryan Pressly was shaky all weekend long.
Yeah. And I thought, as we talked about coming out of the big sweep, the 35-run sweep in Sacramento, we thought, well, this is, you know, step up in class. This is going to be more difficult. And then lo and behold, they're on their way to a sweep over the previously undefeated Padres. And you're feeling really good about it because we had kind of talked about, well, is the bullpen issue going to come back? Are we going to be dealing with that again? And not so much in the first two games. Really well-played, strong games. And then you get to that third game, and it was rough all the way around. Well, Ben Brown didn't have it early. You
ben
fall
Brown
behind.
Really
then you come back.
All over the place.
Because the offense is so good these days.
They fell behind 3-0 early.
Yes.
They come back. The first inning lasted forever.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it was going to be a four-hour game.
Looked like it.
And the Cubs lead 5-3 after one.
Come on.
They feel very good late, protecting a lead. And then the bullpen imploded again.
Yep.
Shaky. Too many walks.
Walks.
Too much of a lack of command.
Couple errors. Come on.
It's sloppy. Sloppy.
For the defense as good as theirs, what are you doing?
Well, Justin Turner playing first base in the ninth inning.
Great mystery.
We have to get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
That was not real logical. That was very frustrating. So he's got to catch that ball. He knows it. It's one thing to admit it, but I think if you knew it was that obvious, why you have to ask just as obviously why he was at first base in the ninth inning of a close game.
That's baseball, David. That's baseball.
Who said that?
That's Craig Counsell. Yeah. I mean, did you hear his response?
Yeah.
Did you hear the response? Jesse Rogers asked Craig a question. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, with all due respect, I don't go into clubhouses and locker rooms very much anymore, and I definitely probably am not allowed to ask questions for obvious reasons. But you give the guy the answer to the question you're asking, and then he says yes. It was just, you know, so you want, Jesse said, so you wanted, you left Justin Turner in so that he could bat in the ninth, right? Yes. No. Why? Why didn't you leave Nico Horner in after you pinch hit him?
Michael Bush.
Pinch hit Michael Bush, and then still leaves Justin Turner in.
That's just baseball, unfortunately.
It is baseball.
From yesterday, but thank you.
No. Yeah, and it wasn't a satisfying response. It was just the worst case scenario for the Cubs because that was the one thing that you wondered about when Bush came out of the game rather than replacing Turner at first base.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's the same adage. You put a weak infielder in the infield and the ball's going to find him.
Yeah.
And the ball found Justin Turner.
And it wasn't a great throw, but it was catchable.
It was catchable.
Yes. That wasn't the hardest throw I've ever seen. But the guy's a lifelong third baseman playing first base.
The usage of Michael Bush is very curious.
Why are you laughing? What's so funny about that?
Just the lifelong third baseman playing first base. You know, I mean, sure, the throw could have been, this throw definitely could have been better. But there's no reason, there's zero reason that the 40-year-old, unless there's an injury, should be playing first base at that point in time. They are in love. They love Michael Bush over there. They absolutely are.
Really?
They adore him.
Really?
They do.
Who?
Jed.
Who is they?
Jed and,
well,
Carter.
It's a very odd way of showing it,
isn't
let me
it?
Just say.
Isn't it? I think there, I still think there's something going on
there,
by the way.
They pinch hit for your cleanup hitter.
Again.
And I had this conversation Saturday, repeated it yesterday, talking with the baseball guy. If Michael Bush is your cleanup hitter, why are you pinch hitting for him? And if you're pinch hitting for him, why is he your cleanup hitter?
Right, that happened in the home opener, right? He got pinch hit for
yes.
in the home opener.
What are you implying though when you say there's something going on?
I think there's
Counsell.
Yes,
and Jed.
And Jed are not.
Opinions
I don't think they're on the same page. I don't.
That's what you implied, but you didn't say it.
Absolutely.
Hmm. Well, Michael Bush is here, and if you're going to bat him fourth, let him be that guy. And I know that the lineup construction has changed over the years because of metrics and what we value and what we're looking for in cleanup hitters, but still, if he's batting fourth so he gets more at-bats to bat, that's why you put guys in your order, then let him hit in key situations and keep him in games. He's not a platoon player. If he's a platoon player,
yeah, I agree with
don't
you.
Bat him fourth.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's very strange that you – I really thought when he came in for the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not the case, and it should have been.
It ruined the day, ruined the arrival and the first home run of Kyle Tucker, King Tuck, all hail. And that was kind of a downer.
He is the co-leader in home runs in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he leads them in RBIs.
With five. But that's still wild.
They've played more games, I think, so that's part of it. Two more games, I believe, than most other teams, but still.
But he didn't.
He looks so comfortable at the plate, even in 44-degree weather.
He doubled in the last at-bat of the first two games.
Yeah.
Wasn't like Japan helped him, is my point.
It wasn't like Japan helped him at all.
Yeah.
You're right. He did not do much there. And it was a good weekend at Wrigley. The home opener Friday was really cool.
Yes.
Showed a road to the occasion. It was a fun day at the ballpark. And you had a lot of things feeling good about if you're a Cub fan. And then yesterday, the late innings, they blew it.
I wonder the conversation, the tone of the conversation today, had they completed the second sweep, right?
Oh, yeah. That would have been really more upbeat.
Oh, it would have been a lot more upbeat.
And
but it's not, sadly.
It isn't. And it's only one game. You don't want to overreact. And we heard Jed say all that and certainly reinforce it's so early. It's so early. It needs months before you know what kind of team you have. But after 2 weeks, I think you know some things about this infield that you might not want to know.
The games on Saturday, the NCAA games, were really two excellent games.
Mm-hmm.
A remarkable comeback from Florida in the second half and a really interesting performance all the way around by Walter Clayton Jr. Just, I mean, the man of the tournament. And then you get to the second game, and I don't know how many people were still up for it because it did start late, and it felt kind of, it just felt one-sided. It didn't feel like there was going to be a lot of controversy, as the Brits would say, regarding the finish. But goodness gracious, Duke bowing out the way they did. First of all, congratulations to Houston. They were a great defensive team, and they, and if we can make the argument that they wore them down and they played every single possession like it mattered, blah, blah, blah. But Duke choked. There is no way around that fact that they just stopped scoring. And what was it? What was it? 21-8 was the run to end. They had one field goal in like the last 5 minutes of the game or something. It was incredible to watch. It was like, how is this happening? I'm watching that game, and I don't think anyone was still on our little text exchange, but I said, what has happened? I watched it unfold, and I couldn't believe it happened.
Well, Duke lost that game as much as Houston won it. And Kelvin Sampson certainly would argue that point.
Yes, he did.
And you give him credit for having the culture, the Houston culture, if you will, and that was evident. And they are on the precipice of something that they've never done in school history in a long time, so he's never done in his career. Good for him. But you can't get past what you just said. And, you know, Duke squandering that opportunity down the stretch. And unfortunately, and I think it is unfortunate, Cooper Flagg is the best player in college basketball. He has the awards and the hardware to prove it. He's going to be an exceptional NBA player for a very long time, franchise-type player. And his Duke career, unfortunately and unfairly, will be defined by the shot that he missed.
I got to tell you, a lot of people were wondering, what does his pro career look like? Is this going to be Christian Laettner? Is that what his career will look like? Is he going to be kind of a different version Kevin Love? Someone wrote, could he possibly be Danny Ferry? And I'm like, oh, boy.
Three Dukies. All different players, I think all different types in Cooper Flagg. I think this, what I said about him, the one missed shot, either defining him or lingering with his legacy for a very long time, I think that's undeniable. But I also don't think it has to define his NBA career. I don't think he has to go into the league known as a guy that can't hit the clutch shot. And I do think he's going to have a better career than a lot of the guys you mentioned.
And all I want to say is it was a curious shot. It's a 15-foot fadeaway jumper from a man that's a pretty big attacking player.
But when he's hit before.
Oh, no, I understand that you take that shot from him, but he fronted it. He clearly was you know, he was slowing down as
you
the game went on.
You wanted him to be attacking the rim.
I just thought he might get a foul call there was a foul call on him that was questionable. They owed him one, right?
Well, they did owe him one. That was a questionable call. I think that's a separate thing because that was a call that could have gone either Duke's way and then didn't.
Right.
And it went against them, and that Houston took advantage. And you give credit to Houston for taking advantage.
No question.
But I think the final shot is one of those things where I know this didn't happen, but he's in the huddle and he tells John Shire, I'll hit it. I'll make something happen, because he's done that so often throughout the course of the season.
John Shire did not cover himself in glory either, because of the many elements that went wrong for Duke down the stretch.
Also true. Also true. And you can't get past that.
The reality of it. Yes.
You can't get past that. And I think that's the hard thing that they're going to have to live with. If you saw the post-game ride on the golf cart from all four of the guys from Duke who were accompanied, they looked like they were shell-shocked. And they were down the stretch. They were not equipped emotionally, mentally, however, intellectually, on the floor, during the timeouts. They were outplayed and outcoached down the last couple minutes, and that's why Houston is playing tonight. And it's unfortunate, because how did you answer that? Because I think Cooper Flagg, his future, I think, remains I don't want to say unaffected by what we saw on Saturday night, but I don't think there's going to be as tight of a connection between that failure and his NBA success.
Yeah, I listen, the guy's a really good player. He is the main man. I think we all know that. That's a reference to the state he's from. Weird to have a guy from Maine.
The main man.
But
that would be the headline in Chicago if the Bulls win the lottery.
You think he's going to fall that far?
I don't think he's going to fall at all.
I don't think he's going to fall at all.
Is he going to come back?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Well, that's the other element of this, because if you end your freshman season, which he was highly decorated and successful.
Won the Naismith.
And if you end it that way, you're 18 years old. And if there was chatter about him maybe coming back because of the NIL realities, because of the money that he can still make at Duke, you wonder what effect that will have on his psyche.
If you were voting for the Naismith this morning, what would your vote be?
Oh, it'd be easy, because I'd factor in the tournament.
Well, it's something.
And it would be Walter Clayton Jr., who's done something that hasn't been done since Larry Bird was down in Terre Haute.
But what if Houston stops him tonight?
Then we'll have a conversation tomorrow, and we'll say, well, you know, what a great defensive effort that Kevin Sampson put together. Oh, Kelvin, know Kevin, my name. Say it right.
He's going for his first title.
Yeah.
I believe he's 69. Is that right? Mm-hmm. He's not quite 70. That's pretty wild.
It's really a great story.
It is a great story.
And look, I haven't always been the biggest Kelvin Sampson fan, but you do have to respect his ability to be consistent coaching. His teams are all alike.
Yeah.
They're all alike. They don't have the greatest offense necessarily. They don't have, but they all are defined by that defensive persistence, and just they come after you and they never stop and they never quit. And that's one thing they said. The Houston culture is you never quit. And they never did Saturday night, and it paid off.
No, pretty incredible.
So tonight, Houston and Florida, the Cooper Flag conundrum, I think it is, whether to stay or go into the NBA draft is going to – I don't think he's put that to bed yet. I don't think that's going to be something that is worthy of discussion moving forward, because I'm not convinced 100% that he's entering the draft.
But it is interesting how Florida – came back and won in the second half against Auburn. Really, really won that game, but did so with what were they down? 8 at halftime? They came back and they did. Whereas the Duke thing, I mean, who saw that coming?
The Duke was a collapse.
That was a collapse. It was a colossal collapse, Mr.
It was. It was a colossal collapse. What you saw in, I feel like, Florida and Auburn was high-level college basketball. And back and forth, and certainly Florida rose to the occasion because they're the best player on the court, even though Jani Broome might have been a little bit compromised.
Well, I'll tell you, he seemed pretty good in the first half. And then it was almost like he had used up a lot.
He ran out of gas.
Because even the way that he was playing in the first half, and I've played a lot of these games on one-on-one basketball where you're slightly bigger than someone and you're just backing up and backing up,
yeah,
and giving yourself a short jumper. It was almost like that ruined him by the second half. He just couldn't do that anymore.
Well, he also spent a week.
He's got an elbow
nursing
problem.
His injury. Yes, he might not have practiced as much, and his conditioning might have been really affected by that.
Right.
He wasn't the best player on the court more often than Walter Clayton Jr. was.
Oh, he was so good.
And this guy has emerged now the player of the tournament. Certainly a future NBA. I think he's going to be a future NBA star. He's going to be one of those guys that you can get an automatic basket from anytime you need one. And tonight, I think he will be the guy that leads Florida to victory.
He's 6'3", though.
Yeah.
Just saying, just talking to NBA people, it's not that you can't be a future NBA star at 6'3". It's that he is 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
If he was 6'5 or 6'7, I think you could lock down that NBA star.
It could be difficult for him to overcome, but the game has become such a three-point shooting contest that you think that he'll find his way, and he'll see his openings, and he'll take advantage of those opportunities, because everybody, not just the Bulls, but the whole league has now become this three-point shooting club, and he's going to be a reason why teams play that way, and he's going to be a guy, I think, a player that thrives in that style.
Did you see that he reminds Screamin' Steven of Wade Cunningham of Detroit?
Did he say that?
He did. And he just, unfortunately, you can't really. I mean, you can misspeak, but you can't misspeak.
Well, if you're Stephen A. and you're that kind of a guy,
yeah,
every mistake or every time you misspeak, it's going to be magnified.
Yeah, it's tough.
I made the comp, too. I know he's not as big as Jamal Murray, but he's a guy that kind of reminds me of the Nuggets guard.
How big is
pretty silky smooth. Jamal, I think he's 6'5".
Yeah, I
know.
I said
the size is
yeah.
The size is something you're concerned about, but as fluid as he is shooting from distance, what are you laughing at?
Patrick has listed a ton of dookies that didn't make it in the NBA. I just think it's funny.
Well, there's that. It's like
there's
the Ohio State quarterback thing until C.J. Stroud. Every school has a kind of a legacy like that you look at and you wonder if one reminds you of the other for why is this pattern exist?
Right.
But Cooper Flagg, I think, is going to be a longtime NBA
and he also,
all-star caliber player.
He was like 17 years old and he was dominating in a NBA camp.
And he's still, that was a year ago.
Yeah.
He's 18.
Oh, I know. He's a young man.
So that was fun on Saturday night. You had all the Ovechkin stuff, I think, was interesting
was
to follow
great.
Over the weekend.
That was great. That
Friday
was
night was kind of.
Didn't you think he was going to score it on Friday night?
I was afraid he was going to score it.
He had a couple
shots. I was so glad that he didn't.
You're so glad he was held to two?
Yes.
Because you scoffed at his prediction.
I did.
Of two.
I scoffed. It was an audible scoff.
Yeah.
I definitely scoffed. I did not want him to break the record against the Blackhawks.
But I mean, you didn't think he was going to score two.
I didn't think he was going to score two.
Yeah.
I thought that.
I mean, he got awful close.
He did. And the Hawks kind of let him get even closer.
Oh, my God. One went off the guy's shoulder. I'm not even sure he saw it, the goalie.
I'm so glad that we have Eddie O at 8:45 because he was there and he called it. And he can tell us what that was like to be in the building. It was a great moment. You know, even regardless of how you might feel about Ovechkin, he's such an unorthodox historical figure in hockey because this is not the guy. You look at his diet and he doesn't.
No.
Not one of these guys that takes care of himself.
He doesn't have one.
Necessarily.
It's beer. It's on his diet.
He looks like a guy that I could be coming in to be an executive to sit in the suite or the guy that's going to score all the goals. He doesn't look like he's in.
So it's like Luca hockey version, you know?
Yeah.
Michael Finley's going to go take a beer out of
Ovi wouldn't.
Ovi's hand.
Ovi wouldn't let him take the beer out of his hand.
Like, Ovi's got more connection, I would say, to like Gordie Howe than he does to the great one.
Wayne Gretzky looks like he's in better shape than Ovechkin.
Wayne Gretzky was never like a fight. Like, I'm just saying, like Gordie Howe would beat the hell out of you just out of habit. He was a fighter and he was like a tough guy.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bobby Hull was.
Yeah.
Bobby Hull was always.
He was reflective of that generation of hockey players.
Yes.
And he was a true
Ove
representative.
Ove is a tough guy.
Yeah. Ovechkin's kind of the same way. He's definitely more Gordie Howe than Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
And you can see that in the style of play. When I saw Gretzky yesterday handling himself as gracefully as he did, is there – and Pat Boyle asked this question. I think he posed – or he maybe made the statement on the CHSN postgame. There's not an ambassador in any sport any better than Wayne Gretzky.
He's stuck in a little bit of controversy over his feelings about the current U.S.
Fair
president.
Fair enough.
Just so you know.
Fair enough.
Maybe not as beloved in Canada.
Maybe
as
not
he
representing,
once was.
But that's not the comment. The statement wasn't representing his country.
Throw my hands up.
Because I know that's still part of the current day controversy or controversy, as you would say.
Controversy.
You look at, does anybody represent his sport any better than Wayne Gretzky as an ambassador post-career? It's hard to find somebody like that in either sport.
I love that guy. I told you my story about Gretzky when I had to do the back page story on him. I had arranged it, and then he had like a cousin who was in the Gulf War or something. Everyone in North America was trying to get a hold of him, and I'm sitting there like, I'd arranged this thing. I'm not going to get the interview. I'm just nobody. Then he skates over to me. He's like, hey, give me 5 minutes and I'll give you all the time you need. And he came back and you wouldn't believe it. The guy, it was like, wait,
that's my point.
What's your favorite color?
Thank you.
But he was an ambassador.
That's my point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's a really good memory too.
Oh,
so there was a lot of stuff. Great big weekend of sports. And we have all day to talk about it. Mike DeCourcy is going to be fun because those games delivered for the people that were defending this tournament.
No question about it. All right.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.